Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. For a start, a massive thank you guys. We are very, very high up in the charts all across the world right now. I really appreciate you guys sharing the content with your Slack groups, your Discord, your Telegrams, your Facebook groups, the worlds of crypto that you're in and the worlds that are not in crypto. I really appreciate it because guess what? You giving me a plug and saying, look, this is a great podcast. I think you should listen to it. It's worthwhile. That gets more people listening to it. And the more people that listen to it and then go forth and share this with their groups, the bigger the audience becomes. And we've got a fantastic audience all over the world right now. Hello to those of you in India and in Bangladesh, two countries that I've never visited but would love to one day. I really appreciate it, guys, and please continue to share it across these groups, because at the end of the day, the way that this podcast world works is that I get to interview better and better and better guests in the space as we get more and more and more listeners. If I can stay up in those higher echelons of the podcasting world, then we will get some truly phenomenal guests, and we have a number of them lined up. So stay subscribed, plug in, and get ready for a whole lot more. Again, very humbled by your support. Thank you so much. I want to talk to you tonight about the reason behind what I do. My why, because I tell you right now, no matter what it is that you're doing in life, whether it be business, whether it be trading, whether it be athletics, whether it be whatever it is, you're going to run into some serious hurdles. You're going to have some times where it all seems very, very difficult. I have many, many times. Like, I've been so close to giving up on trading that I nearly walked away. I nearly left it altogether. I've been trading for, I think it was about 2.5 years, or about, it might have been around the 2 year mark actually, where I nearly gave it up. I really honestly nearly just threw away, walked away from it. And I'll tell you why I nearly walked away from it. The reason I nearly walked away from it was because I had been unsuccessful for 2 full years. Unsuccessful whilst putting plenty of time into the market, learning about the market, learning about the indicators, the different patterns, all this. I've been learning about the individual ingredients, is what I call it, the individual elements. What I was trying to do is bring those together by picking a little bit from this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. But what I was actually doing was I was going into a pantry to cook something that I didn't know what to cook. I was going onto the shelf and going, oh, I'll take that bit of paprika, and I'll take the chocolate, and I'll take those tomatoes, and I'll take those avocados, and I'll put them all together, and I'll put it in the oven. And it would come out terrible, and I'd go, oh, damn it. And then I'd need to try and find another way of doing it. Now, obviously, with all the indicators, all the patterns, all the lingo, all the information that is out there in this market right now, all you have to do is go and have a quick look. It's very difficult to know what order in which you put things. So it's incredibly difficult. So that's where I got to with my trading side of things. Now, what kept me going? Because I've been close before, but this time I was just about there. What kept me going was two things. One, the reason I got into trading in the first place. I have had some phenomenal mentors in my life from a very, very young age. And as I've spoken to you guys in the past about, you know, my upbringing and how I grew up and how I had my first sort of business, so to speak, at the age of 6. My hustle started then and continued to develop through my early, even before I was a teenager. So I've always sort of had that entrepreneurial side to me. My dad is a builder. He would build multi-million dollar homes for very wealthy people, and a lot of those wealthy people were entrepreneurs. So dad would say to me, you know what, speak to my son, I think you get along well with him. So I had the most wonderful upbringing, the most wonderful mentors around me, and I'm truly grateful for that. My reason why was what kept me in this game. Why was I still there? Why? Because the reason I got into trading in the first place was I'd spoken to all of these different entrepreneurs from different industries and whatnot. They all said that it was very difficult managing large teams of people. They might have 500, 600, 700 people within their business, and they might grow to that size within a few years. Like, they get their business working, then they scale it like a madman. Now, I wasn't that interested in having a huge team. I thought, that just sounds very tough. I'd prefer to just rely on myself, like I had done with all my other bits and pieces that I'd done. Trading offered me that opportunity where I could just trade for myself, and no matter whether I was trading a $1,000 account or a $100 million account, I could still do it. Sure, I'd need team members for my auditing and my accounts and that sort of stuff, but we're talking, you know, way down the track. It allowed me to enter into a business by myself as well. I like the low entry level. To get into trading, all I really needed to do was open an account and start trading. Now, that also came with its own ups and downs as far as it was too easy to get involved, so therefore, you know, some people get involved without any idea and just start gambling and lose their money. But it allowed me to do it when I wanted to, which was after I worked. Either before work or after work. It was usually in the evenings when I was first starting my trading. The reason why was I wanted my freedom. I wanted to work when I wanted to. I wanted to live how I wanted to. I wanted to be the person I wanted to. I wanted to be in a position that when I had a family, I was thinking about this back when I was 16, 17, right? I wanted to be in the position when I had a family that I could be around them. I had choice. Now, I also at that age said I would like to be in a position to retire at 30. Ambition's a wonderful thing. But my point is, I had a really strong reason as to why. That was one of the reasons. The second reason was that I had decided I wasn't going to take over the family business and run my dad's company. Now, I had said I was going to do that at a young age, and I decided at about, when was it? It was at 15. I was about to leave and do an apprenticeship. When you could in Australia, you can leave school at, you know, grade 10, do my apprenticeship, and then walk into the business and learn it and take it over. I decided not to do that because of the mentors that I had around me saying, look, you can probably do some other things if you really wanted to. There's a whole big world out there and you've got a pretty good brain for it. Perhaps you might want to try it. Now, I did. I thought, okay, that sounds good. I'd like to try things my own way. Because I didn't take over the family business, which was a good business, they had done well. It wasn't, you know, because I didn't take it over, I had something to prove. I had to prove to Dad I could do it. Now, my dad's super supportive, as is my mum. Dad, my father's father, my grandfather, said to Dad, look, whatever you do, just be the best at it. Which is a big call, right? And Dad's got plenty of awards as a builder. He said the same to me. I said, whatever you do, be the best at it. Now, I'm not claiming that I'm the best trader in the world, no way. But I take that as be the best you can be. And that's what all the, you know, everything throughout my programs, courses, everything is about, being the best that you can be. All right? You need a really strong why. Why are you here to do this? Now, that goes for a business. That goes for athletics. That goes for anything. If you're in athletics, you're training lots. If you're swimming, you're training heaps. Why? You want to get to the Olympics. If the reason why is strong enough, in the hard times, you will still be there. Now, if you're in trading now and you're in crypto now and you're sort of just there, just sort of in the space, almost like dabbling, start to consider what's going on around you. Start to consider what this space can actually do. You've got an opportunity now, whether it be crypto or whether it be anything else. Make a choice and give yourself a reason why you're making that choice. When you're at work, you've got to do what you're told. You kind of, you know, you go in, you give your expertise for a fee. You kind of don't have to, you have to go to think, of course, but you're working towards somebody else's dream, somebody else's reason for doing it. That's their why. You're inside of their why. When you're not working there, when you're in your own space, it's up to you. Consider that, because I speak to a lot of people and say, you know, what do you want to achieve in life? What's your thing? Like, if you could do anything, what would it be? And a lot of people don't have an answer for that. And I find that really sad, because if you don't have an answer for what you'd like to do and how you'd like to live your life, you just sort of go through life. You can do anything you want to do. You just got to have a reason why, and you got to put your mind to it, guys. So, with that being said, I hope you have a fantastic day. I hope you share this with your friends and family, and I hope to see you very, very soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com, because experience matters.